Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another bite-sized political podcast on May 2nd, 2024. Thank you so much for downloading this. And of course, as always, my thanks go to Quantum Hypno for sponsoring this. Do appreciate this. See the link below to quantumhypno.co.uk website. Do check it out. Do support them because they are supporting me. Okay, I want to talk to you guys about something that happened across the pond, which I think we'd probably discuss also in the live podcast this evening. But there was an absolutely ludicrous piece of legislation pass through the House last night, and it was called the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, as if we weren't aware enough of anti-Semitism. Now, we can all agree that anti-Semitism is wrong. Being against anything in any group is wrong. But this legislation is written with regard for the Constitution, common sense, or even the common understanding of the meaning of words. Sorry, without regard for those things. So the gospel itself would meet the definition of anti-Semitism under the terms of this bill. Let that sink in. The gospel is now anti-Semitic, according to this. Because, and this is a really weird thing about this, this whole anti-Semitism definition, it comes from something, an organization called a slightly bizarre organization called the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. And in its clear documentation, it does state that it gives reference to things which would be seen to be anti-Semitic. And one of those is talking about, for example, claims that the Jews killed Jesus, right? Well, the Bible says the Jews did kill Jesus. It doesn't mean that we hate Jewish people. But the fact of the matter is that, for example, Paul in Thessalonians 2, 14, 15 talks about the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus. Now, the fact that the Jews killed him isn't central to the story, to the Christian story. It's not. But it is nonetheless pretty much obvious that that is what happened. So if we believe the Gospels, which tell us that, the Jews, the crowd, those particular Jews and Jewish leaders were responsible for Jesus' death, it's pretty unambiguous. Check it out in Matthew, check it out in John, and as I say, in Thessalonians. Now, I know other people will take views, oh, no, it wasn't that. It was the Roman soldiers who carried out, who killed Jews. Yes, also true. The actual crucifixion itself was carried out by Roman soldiers. We see that in John and Matthew. So no one's saying that the Roman soldiers themselves, as a military power in the region, didn't carry out the execution. No one's denying that. But it was the Jews in the crowd. They were offered the choice. They could have released Jesus, but they didn't. They called for him to be be crucified. And, of course, that has all kinds of implications and all the rest of it. But it, even if you take issue and even if you say, but just because the Bible says it, you know, well, look, okay. But should you be criminalized for holding that view that the Jews killed Jesus? Well, yes, you will be criminalized for it because that's exactly what's gone through the U.S. Congress. And I wonder what you think of that. I mean, most Republicans voted for it, presumably on the basis they were so stupid and too lazy that they didn't bother reading the detail of the actual legislation that they were giving the green light to. But just because they didn't bother reading it doesn't mean that it doesn't come into force. It doesn't mean that, for example, Christian teachers, pastors and churches and anywhere else for that matter, who state in public that the Jews killed Jesus, will not fall in breach of this bizarre, absolutely bizarre Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. We don't need an Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. This issue is already dealt with sufficiently in existing legislation, I think in certainly most Western countries. You know, it's not like we don't spend enough time talking about anti-Semitism. And I condemn people who are anti-Semitic as much as I condemn people who are anti-Christian, anti-atheist, anti-Muslim, for that matter. You shouldn't be against entire groups of people. You can profoundly disagree with the ideology, though, and you should be allowed to disagree with the ideology, but not in the States. No, not in the States. I think the people who are pushing this agenda have a different thing in mind than what the Republican fools who voted for it think. I think there are other forces at play here which I think are somewhat dangerous. We shouldn't, and they should not have voted for this. And so we have a bizarre situation where the US, which is a Christian country by and large, has voted through legislation which actively can discriminate against a core Christian teaching, which if you look at that from an inversion point of view, it doesn't get much more inverted than that. But that's exactly what happened. Thanks for listening.